I don't care. If you're paying for all of the bills, so like I'll be a house daddy. I'm
so,
a fuck.
So you would date Oprah if Oprah was like super bad or whatever.
I'd date Oprah now. I'd date Oprah now.
Oprah, Rosie O'Donnell, Precious.
So, hell yeah. So what if Oprah was like, well, you got to pay all your own shit?
Well, what shit do I have to pay for? Just like my extracurriculars?
Like your bills and your extracurriculars.
Well, then what's the fucking point of me dating Oprah if I gotta pay for all my bills?
Because that's the point of us dating Oprah is we want the perks.
Now, hey, is the mic still on?
All right, Dead End Hip Hop, album review, Big Sean, I Decided. Before we get into the review.
What did you say?
Before we get into the review, man, look, go check out Dead End Sports. It's me, BZ, Ken, and the host 12 Kyle. We also have another sports show that we had to take over, and we're doing it better. Off the Bench with yours truly, BZ and Ken. I'm just saying, I had to put it in. Don't worry about
Q,
that.
Q got no rings at all.
Hey, do you feel
how y'all off the bench? No. If y'all
on the bench,
y'all
right.
Starters.
Oh.
Hey, well, I called him out.
Did you see the guy
call him out?
On the last
they're
show.
Off the bench now. Q's on the bench.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, so.
Wait, so are we not cool with Q no more?
Yeah!
We just had him on the show. He and FIFO were going back and forth. That shit was funny as hell.
But yeah, that show was for Q.
And, like, and B called him out.
Like, he had the platform, everything. Like, this was his show. And he
dropped the ball.
Just dropped the ball.
How many Big Sean albums? Like we've been with every single major release. So Big Sean, man, look, I want to say, and this is coming directly from me. I feel like we've been definitely a good part of your career, like because I feel that you've taken. There's a lot of artists that I feel that when they've come out, we've done a review, we say XYZ, next project comes out, it's like oh. Looks like they listen to us. Big Sean, man, I might be becoming a fan.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Because I think I said it on the second review. I can't remember the name.
Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame? I don't think you said it on Hall of Fame.
No. Listen. Hold on. In Hall of Fame, I said that I felt that there was no connection. Right? Like, you're rapping by all this big jewelry and all of this stuff, but you're brand new. How the hell did you get that? Like, who are you as a person, right? And I felt that on
Dark Sky Paradise,
but also the mixtape Detroit, that's when I started getting some of the real Big Sean. Like, who are you? Like what part of Detroit are you from? Who makes you who you are? Like, all of these things, right? And I feel that Dark Sky Paradise, he did that. He gave me a glimpse of that. And I'm like, yo, with your flow, you know, sometimes I feel like it was annoying on certain beats, but you figured it out. And on this project, goddamn, I like this shit. Now, that doesn't mean I like everything that's on here. Because
people like it.
Yeah, no, I think this is by far Big Sean's best project. Because I feel like I'm starting to get to know who Big Sean is as an artist. I'm starting to get those introspective tracks. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not always relatable because there's some of the joints on here, like jump out of the window. I like the fact that he's talking about him and Janae Aiko. You know what I'm saying? But I think that the whole situation is fucked up. Like, yo, she was married, bruh.
But sure they were separated, or they were not together. I think when they first started.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that song is about her because he's talking. Because there's that line where he's talking about you used to come over and play Mario Kart, and you always wanted to be a princess, and I didn't treat you like a princess back then. How he can't be talking about her. He's talking about somebody else.
Wrote that.
I can't either believe he wrote that. What are you doing? What are you doing out here, like?
He's trying to be deep. He's like, yo, he's trying to take you to a place where, like, you know,
you
play Nintendo. He's like, yeah, people my age probably gonna be listening to this, and you know, they probably play Nintendo.
But it's still corny. You picked the princess. You were always a princess to me.
These kids are not playing fucking Mario. My 8-year-old kid playing when he was 7 or 6 playing Mario Kart. These kids out here not playing Mario Kart. Man. They got PS4s and Xbox. What's the new Xbox? Yeah. They got shit like that.
We was the best back then. He's so corny, man.
Okay, so fine. We can still play Mario Kart. The Wii kids, the Nintendo
it
Wii
don't
kids.
Matter. Look at him. Still corny.
You know they not playing Mario Kart.
I mean, I can see what FIFO was talking about. Like, I mean, this is his most transparent album, I guess, if you want to say. I mean, no. I'm just saying. I see why people like it. The flow is so unoriginal. Like, what's that song? I thought the bounce back song sounded like Drake.
Yeah, that's cool.
But remember his flow.
But, okay, yeah. Fine. Jump Out the Window maybe wasn't directly about Janae, but come on, I think that Janae had some, like him being with her. Had
you said you liked that song?
No, I didn't like that song.
I thought you did like that song. I thought that's what we were talking about.
Nah, Omi. I don't like that.
Which one was Omi? Omi was the one about Ariana Grande.
Is it?
That was about her?
Yes. Why would he still be writing songs about art? Now, I had to look this up because I don't really know anything about her. So I thought she was like 14. So I was like, this is weird. Grown. I didn't know
she is now, but she was like, she was. She was.
But when she started with Big Sean, though. She was grown with Big Sean.
Either way, I read they only dated for 6 months.
That's a long time for something.
No, it's 6 months.
For some people,
6 months is not long enough for you to be writing these stalky, creepy ass songs.
And I Don't Fuck With You.
Well, I Don't Fuck With You was perfect.
No, it was fine, but I'm just saying, after 6 months, how attached can you be?
No, I agree with you.
Go ahead. People fall in love hard, man.
Even if you're not in love, if we're together for 6 months and then you do some foul shit. Hell yeah, I don't fuck with you. I'm good with that. I don't know what she did. I didn't get that far. I got really bored of reading this. I was like, this is stupid. But I don't fuck with you because that was that angry, like, man, fuck you then, stupid ass. But then, this was like how many years later? And now you're writing these kind of like, I miss you songs and everything was cool and why? Why are we writing
You know what made me feel uncomfortable? The first verse, the first two lines, feel like you owe me checks, owe me time, owe me sex.
See, and you know what? Lines like that, it goes to me feeling like Big Sean is that nerd in high school that only had like one girlfriend. You finally got a girlfriend, you finally got laid, and you can't let it go. She's gone. You only dated 6 months. Why are you writing songs about her? Let it go. It sounds so stalker to me.
I thought the intro was pretty cool. I thought Light featuring Jeremiah, the way he came in, that was really cool. Bounce Back, another dope track. Obviously,
that's the single, right?
That's the single that's on the radio right now. You know what I'm saying? I listened to that. I'm like, hell yeah, I can fuck with Big Sean. And then No Favors with M, right? So when I'm first listening to this shit, I'm like, okay, Big Sean, I'm fucking with the first four tracks. I'm a great fucking start. And then I hear this voice come in. I'm like, no, he didn't. Because, you know, I'm not looking at the track list at first now. So I'm like, no, he didn't. And then I hear M start coming in. I'm like, yo, okay. Obviously, Eminem got to fuck with you if he's going to drop a verse. You know what I'm saying? And I thought M killed that.
Oh, yeah, M did what he did.
No?
I thought on that song, I thought Big Sean actually sounded okay. I mean, it was I can tolerate it. My only tracks I liked on there was No Favors and Sacrifices. That's pretty much it.
So at this point now, Big Sean is just still barely tolerable for you.
Yes, that's why I didn't want. I'm like,
so he hasn't. So for you, Big Sean has not progressed. He hasn't done anything new. He's still same old Big Sean.
I'm gonna use the mic reference. He went from a shit to a booger.
That's how y'all feel.
He did get better.
Yeah, okay. He got better.
But I mean, he's still bad. That's the point.
Exactly.
Yeah, like for me, because when it dropped Friday, I saw people talking about it. Obviously, I've said this before. 99% of the time on Twitter, they're wrong. So I was like, but still, I was just like, okay, just let me hear, because it was the No Favors. I think was the one I wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Just let me listen to it, because I really didn't think we were going to review this at all.
Me neither.
I was like, well, maybe we could talk about No Favors. So let me listen to that. So I said, fuck it, I'll just listen to the album. It was only like 44 minutes long. I had a long commute, and I'm just listening to it, man. And it's a lot of eye rolls for me when I'm listening to him. Like, some of the lines that he have are just like, I can't believe you wrote that or said that, or you actually think that's a good line. And even the beats didn't even work for me on here. Like, I'm seeing people saying, well, you know, the beats are cool.
I think the production on Dark
better on the last album. Yeah, look, I could talk, right. Dark Sky Paradise, I think I tolerated like half of that album. Mm. This.
So you can't do Bounce Back. Bounce Back.
It's a radio single, it's cool, I could tolerate it, but.
So you can't do Light with Jeremiah.
Hell no.
Hell no.
No. That takes the above the rim. Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh my God, are you fucking
okay, so you can't do voices in my head stick to the plan.
I do like, I kind of like the way he did you stick can't. To the
plan. Like, yeah, that shit was awful.
Why was it awful?
Then the beat speed up.
Stick to the plan.
No.
I started laughing.
I was like seriously.
even though I didn't care for the, you know, like, I guess production design, like I thought Inspire Me was cool because it was a tribute to his mom. All
right, so I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm not going
to. It wasn't one of my favorites, but okay, he made a tribute to his mom.
It's not that. It's not that. Because I think that's cool. I think him rapping and intertwining his mom. Yeah.
Yeah, that was that. I said that was cool. That,
great. Cool. Here's what I think happened. I think that Big Sean, off of the overwhelming success of One Man Can Change the World, that song got him everywhere and got him a lot of looks.
Off of his last album?
Yes. Yeah. This album, to me, follow some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Very uplifting, very positive. Put his mom in here. You know, it's very feel goody. You know, you like it. Think, I'm looking at the interviews and I'm like, man, that song about your grandmother. Wow. Like, and it just got him a lot of attention. I am not surprised by the overall direction or feel of this album. Has that same type of feel. Like, and that's why people like, just like you said, man, I feel like I know him now. So personal, so this, that, and other. It's the hustle, man.
So you but wait, so you put him, you basically put him in a position where he can't win, though. Like, what if he genuinely feels that way, but I'm because not, of that?
I think he does really feel that way.
Right.
I think he's sincere, but I also think it's a business move.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You kind of put him in a situation where he can't.
And maybe
can't
it's
win.
Unfair to him, but he does. Hey, listen. He says over and over, he doesn't listen to criticism.
Mm-hmm.
He just continues to move on and do what he does. He's not. He doesn't care about what we're saying. He's not watching our reviews. Maybe somebody take it to him.
I'm not saying that. I'm just. Right. I'm just saying just but, for us, for our conversational sake.
I judge it project by project, but I'm telling you, I saw this. Like everybody was talking about, he was at the football games doing that song. That song got him a lot of looks. Not the one with E-40. Mm-hmm. That.
Well, he can't play that song at a football game.
I understand that.
Right.
But.
That was a jam, though.
That One Man Can Change the World. Hey, man. It's the time of Obama. We're at the time of Trump now. You know, you inspire me. Like, who's gonna shit on that song?
Crazy.
I don't get the feeling that Big Sean's hustling me, man. I get a genuine perspective from Sean.
He got a choir on here.
Yeah, it's not just some random choir.
He's definitely put out his best album. And I agree with FIFO. There were a couple songs on here where I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. The first song I heard was No Favors.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people were writing me, you're going to hate the song. The song's trashed. I'm like, well, let me go listen to it. Mm-hmm. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Let me at least go listen to it. And I like the song. Yeah. And a lot of the reason I like the song is I thought Big Sean was rapping.
Mm-hmm.
His voice wasn't annoying. He was on the beat. Mm-hmm. And actually, to be honest, I don't think M killed him. M did the same shit M always does. Was the verse good? Absolutely. But Big Sean was on topic. And he was on beat.
Yeah.
M was off topic and on beat for only half of his verse. And then just started doing this weird freestyle shit. I'm not shitting on M because the verse was dope. Mm. But y'all, if y'all really acting like Sean was whack on that song, I'm going to use y'all's language and say y'all hate. Because really, he was not bad on that song.
He's a punching bag, I will admit.
And unfairly now. Before, I was like, I get it because he's terrible. On this project, I have to say, it wasn't that bad. Like, Light was good, Bounce Back. I thought Bounce Back is the sound that Big Sean needs. Because
mm-hmm.
he sounded great on that beat.
Metro Boomin.
And he rapped. And now, of course, there's still gonna be corny lines.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how he is. But, you know.
But the chorus
toned down.
It's way turned down, at least for me.
Yes.
Because before, it was extremely difficult trying to get through a Big Sean. Like, yo, like you really said that.
Right.
Yo, you really said that right after that. Oh, bro, what the hell, next song. Now, it's like, yo, you can actually listen to three, four. Like, you can listen to stretches of an album and be like, damn, did he say something corny?
Yeah.
Or at least I didn't catch that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. To me, Big Sean has grown a lot. Go ahead.
He doesn't have as many lines on this project that actually made me mad. Cause before it'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? But like on the first track, he had maybe one whack line where he said that shit about Ye found me. I guess I'm profound in this bitch. Mm. I was like, that was bad, but it wasn't nearly as bad as the shit he said before. But then he actually had some lines, and I was like, okay, that's dope. Like, I got the. I'm trying. I know that's fucked up. No, there were a couple, but Big Sean, good lines don't stick in my head. Big Sean, whack lines, they stick around. But like, there was a one where he said something about we gonna get glory. Or if you're standing in my way of getting glory, I'm gonna drop the L and get gory. Not a good line, but it's not cringy. It sounds like Big Sean really sat down and was like, I want to compose a good quality album. Here's the problem. Big Sean is now trying to be a deeper, just like one of y'all said, and more mature artist. The problem is he's not that deep.
Right.
So before he had these corny, goofy lines that were you just be like, man, come on, that's stupid. But now he's trying to be more serious, but he's not a good enough lyricist to make us connect. Like, there's not enough depth there as a lyricist to make us appreciate the depth of his life. Like, it's another Big Sean project, just like the last one, where he's just going on about, oh, the woes of my career, and this is what I did to get success, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. I mean, what else do you want him to fucking talk about? Gun shit? No.
Which makes it work for him. He comes across very safe. And when you look at him, he seems like this really likable guy. So when he's talking about all this stuff that may not be very, very deep, but is and kind of basic and generic, it's perfect for the mainstream audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why you're seeing these things. That's why people love him so much, because they don't have to think too much to grasp what he's saying. It's just right there.
Yeah.
I think we got to give him props for the growth and where he is now. Yeah. You know, like, because to me, I'm listening, and the only person I feel that's giving them his just due is me and Mike. Like y'all two is kind of like, oh, well, this thing, he's just Big Sean, he corny this. And it's like, okay, that's cool, but the like, let's acknowledge growth.
I didn't say it was corny. But
I said he's gotten better. What are you talking about?
No, he had to force that out of you. He had to force that out of you.
I used the mic analogy. He went.
Yeah, you stop there.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie and say there weren't songs on here where I was like, okay, his flow is nice.
Exactly.
And not
only figuring that shit out.
I said, no favors and sacrifice. I said,
those weren't the only songs, is what I'm saying. Like if you listen to, sacrifice. I want to say it's Moves, where he actually changed his flow up a few different times. See, I think the problem is Big Sean has been so bad for so long that a lot of times when you listen to him, you don't even notice that he's actually got some nuance, finally. But if you go back and listen to it with an open mind, which I tried to do, I'm not going to say I did.
I did as well.
But if you try to listen to him with an open mind, he toned down the corniness. He toned down that awful high-pitched tone of his voice, if you listen to it. And he actually stepped his flow game up.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I'm telling you, if you take Moves and you take Bounce Back, if Big Sean did songs like that from now on, stop trying to be deep. Just give us these pop cuts.
Stop trying to sing.
Yeah. And he's not doing that stuff like I do it and boy.
Yeah, yeah. He's not.
He did get rid of that.
He's getting rid of that stuff. Yeah.
Because he's trying to be more serious.
Yeah.
But the only problem, and I have to credit this to Fantano because he's the one who said this and he's right, is these songs are just not quite as good Drake songs. Like, Drake does this sound better than Big Sean. Now, fine, if Big Sean wants to say Drake stole his flow, that's fine. But at the same time, Drake's doing it better than you. And that's kind of the problem with Big Sean, is Big Sean is trying to be in that Drake lane. And he actually told me this before I went and listened to the album. And when I listened to it, I was like, damn, he's right. And this is why I never, like, watch reviews before I review an album, because I don't want anything in my head.
Right.
I can't front. He was right. When I listen to these songs, all I can hear is, damn, Drake would have done that better. And I don't even like Drake.
I think he's still figuring things out as an artist, as a rapper. Like Mike was saying, some of the nuance, him playing with his flows, him toning down certain voices and cadences that he uses. He's not that corny guy anymore. Yeah. Or not as bad. Like, he's way more tolerable. Like I said, like, for me, I'm starting to be like, yo, I want to see what Big Sean does next. Before, like, Dark Sky Paradise, like, that one, I was like, okay, he gets it. This one, I'm like, okay,
let me see what he's gonna do next time. Before this, I was like, man, I don't care what Big Sean does. But now I'm kind of like, I'm interested to see where he's
I'm
going. Good.
I'm curious now too, because I think, like I said, I think y'all does not want to give Big Sean his.
No,
I hate Big Sean. I did hate Big Sean just as much as the next guy. But I feel like, and I'm not saying y'all have to like it, I feel like y'all are just not wanting to give him a shot. Nah, I feel like
I give him a shot every time. Look, my whole thought process coming in, I was like, I do not want to shit on this guy. He's had it rough on this show. I said, I'm not going to do that. But there are just certain things that I'm picking up and I'm connecting dots. I'm like, I don't quite
know. Y'all are bullies. Y'all are picking on him. Y'all are the cool kid at the party, and he's Screech. And all y'all are doing is just slapping him back in the head and pushing him over. You're not letting him like grow as a person.
There is growth and maturity.
You're not letting him be great. Let that man be great.
What's peak Big Sean greatness?
I think peak Big Sean greatness.
Because if this is it,
we've torn this man down for three fucking albums, and he finally does something that's not trash, and we're not willing to give him his just due. I think that Big Sean is getting better.
You said,
did you get the like face so? Oh my God!
Two songs is still bad. But I see what you're saying though, Mike.
Let me spin it this way to you.
Okay.
There's a difference between someone making a shit song and someone making a song in a genre that you don't like. Which one is it? Is it the genre that you typically just don't like? Like, who could do these songs better and you'd be like, oh, that's a good song.
Right.
So I'm saying, like, who could write a song like Bounce Back for you personally, for BZ430, and then you say, damn, that's a good ass song. Nobody. Right, so for this type of rap, I don't think Big Sean is too far off the mark.
Hopefully so.
For people that like this type of shit, this poppy, happy, whatever rap, he did it. People are gonna like this.
Big Sean, if you're watching, man, I definitely think this is your best project. I'm looking forward to what you're doing, because I hear the growth. I hear the change. I see what you're trying to tone down and what you're trying to accentuate. So I'm with it, man. Like you got my ear perked up. You had it on the last project. You definitely got it on this project. So I'm interested to see how you are going to grow on the next one. Definitely bumps in the whip. So
Big Sean, I don't know if you're watching. I don't know if I've said this in previous reviews, but one thing I can say great about what you're doing for the city is, you know, he's always doing positive things in the community and, you know, uplifting things in the community for the kids. So I will give you that. Like, I think that's dope as hell that you always doing something for the city of Detroit. But other than that, as far as your music, I didn't anticipate us to review this because I'm just not a fan. I'm just not a fan of your work, your music. So, but you have a great fan base. What you're doing is great for the city, and I appreciate that. But other than that, that's it.
Big Sean, if you're watching, I can definitely tell that you're finding your way. You're finding like what you're comfortable doing in terms of rap. You mean well. He's come across as a real likable person that wants to do well by others, like B just said.
Right, but you also said it's like a business move too, though. How's he? So he's both.
I think he found something that works for him.
Okay.
You know, I think he found something that works for him.
You talking to Big Sean? You go talk to Big Sean.
Yeah. So and I think that's it. Look, if whether it's a business decision or not or whatever, like at the end of the day, your words are inspiring young kids or people out there. And I think that means something. We have a lot of negative stuff in hip hop. Outside of whether I like or connect with the songs, I don't think that matters much. The people that listen to you do. So this album didn't quite work for me. And I think that's where we're gonna live it. Your last project, this one just didn't quite work for me.
Yeah, before we did this, I wasn't quite sure about reviewing this only because we've been so harsh on your past projects, but I'm actually glad we reviewed this project because I have to be honest, as harsh as I've been of a critic of your past work, I'm glad to be able to say that this album is a lot better. And I think that people are being a little biased by not at least giving you some credit. I feel like you can be a good artist, man. I really do. I feel like after hearing this, I feel like you have potential. The problem is, this album should have been like your second project. It's taking a bit too long for you to get to a good place, and that's where you're getting fucked. All right? So hopefully people give you a shot. I'm definitely interested to see what you do after this. So don't listen to these old hating ass motherfuckers. Maybe. Over here. These old hating ass Negroids.